buy it like you would a piece of furniture, mm-hmm. and store your clothes in that.
What did you call that?
Called a wardrobe.
Wardrobe. Okay, something that you might have in the window to keep out the light that you might could pull down.
Shades.
Okay, that's just solid material.
That's right.
Okay.
Well, back in the country, we had what we call window blinds on the outside. There's a lot of them around this house.
Okay.
You know, so. And we closed those blinds at night.
Uh-huh.
That was my job before I went to bed as a little old kid, was to close those blinds. And I usually do it just as soon as it got dark.
Yeah. Okay. A room at the top of the house, just underneath the roof.
We call it a garret. And known as an attic, of course, now.
Yeah.
We say up in the garret. It's a long ways up there, too.
Okay, what would you call a little room off the kitchen where you keep canned goods and extra dishes?
Well, the pantry is what they usually call them. We didn't have, I don't think we had one. My mother used what we call a goods box with nails driven in it to hang the skillets and things in that. A piece of cloth for kind of a curtain, hang out on one end of it, keep the dirt stuff from going in on it. And very true, didn't have much furniture.
Okay, what would you call a lot of old worthless things that you were fixing to throw away?
Well, I don't think we knew anything about antiques in those days. That wouldn't be right.
You call them
junk, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. And what would you call a room that you used to store odds and ends in?
Junk room.
Okay. And talking about
daily,
huh?
You call it a shed then?
Well,
storage.
I don't know. I have storage. I didn't have it in store much.
Okay, talking about daily housework, you say that a woman does what every morning? If she's sweeping the floor and dusting, you say that she's...
Well, my mother was tend to the baby and sweep the floor, make up beds, build a fire in the kitchen stove, cook the meals with the fuel was wood and an old-fashioned step stove, we call it.
A step stove?
Step stove. They were to begin with. Later on, they called them a range in later life. And they'd have a boiler fastened on the end of it. You keep that full of water. That's where you got your hot water to take your bath. Keep it out of that important tub.
What was the step stove? I've never heard of that.
Well, it's just a little stove. The front part of it was lower than the back.
Uh-huh.
It goes back kind of like that. That was way back in the early days. But later they had what they call ranges.
Uh-huh.
They were larger and more efficient.
Okay, the thing that you sweep with, you call that the...
Broom.
Okay. And suppose, say... You had the broom in the corner, and then the door was open, so that the door was sort of hiding the broom.
Well,
you'd say that the broom was square in relation to the door.
Well, I don't know, just in the corner, I guess.
Okay, but
broom
closet. Well, not in the closet, do it.
It's not a closet. It's like if you had the.
I'll tell you another thing we had. Behind that door was a little shelf and a water bucket. That was our drinking water. We had a dipper in there, and each kid would go there and use that dipper. There wasn't any germs, you know, in those days.
Yeah.
And we all drank out of the same dipper.